بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، ملء السماوات والأرض وملء ما شاء من شيء بعد، أهل الثناء والمجد وأحق ما قال العبد وكلنا له عبد. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه. وبعد، dear brothers and sisters, we're starting this program and this lecture believing in the Day of Judgment. الإيمان باليوم الآخر, or believing the day after. الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Before we start going deep, we have to know what's the meaning of this word. الإيمان باليوم الآخر, believing in the day of judgment or the day after. Believe, brothers and sisters, it means in Sharia, in Islamic meaning of the word believe, al-Iman, it means something, or Iman, it means they translate to faith, having faith in the day of judgment. It means the faith, the word faith, Iman, it means believe in your heart and saying by your tongue and acting and actions. So belief or faith, it has three things: something you believe it in your heart, and something you say it, and something you doing it, or something you practice. This is the meaning of the faith. The faith doesn't mean something you believe only. No. With short meaning. And it doesn't mean something you're talking about, you just pronounce it. That doesn't mean you have a belief. That doesn't mean you have faith. If you have belief in your heart and you're saying that by your tongue, it doesn't mean you have faith yet. Until you act, you start acting. So the three pillars for the faith: the actions, talking, believing in hearts. Believing in the day of judgment, or to have faith in the day of judgment, the day after, it means have a strong belief in your heart. It's not only belief, a strong belief in your heart. اعتقاد جازم. A strong belief in it. And you're saying that, you witness that, and you act as the one who believes in the Day of Judgment. This is the complete meaning of having faith in the Day of Judgment, or the day after, as the brother chose the name, not the Day of Judgment, day after, al-yawm al-akhir. What's the meaning of the day after? What's the day after? The day after is that day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the creations together in a land the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described أَنَّهَا أَرْضٌ بَلْقَاءٌ بَيْضَاءٌ حَصْبَاءٌ لَمْ يُسْفَكْ فِيهَا دَمٌ. This land, it's a like a white land, it's in Hisham, in Baytul Maqdis, in the Jerusalem. Allah will change the land, change it, as He mentioned in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah changed the lands. It will be king. He will extend that Jerusalem, to become a flat land, white. It has stones, small stones in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the creations, all the creations, not only the human being, not only the human being and jinn, all the creation there, they will be there, witnessing that day, every single creation. And this is the, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between the people who has taklif, like the human being and the jinn. Then they will, some of them enter to the Jannah and some of them enter to the hellfire. This is what we mean by the day after. And the day of judgment, we call it the day of judgment also, because in that day Allah will judge the human being and the jinn. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let even the animals judge between the animals themselves. And then the animals will return to sand. It will turn to sand, as it mentioned in Hadith Abi Sa'id, the Sahih. And also, the Day of Judgment, we call it, there's a lot of names for the Day of Judgment in the Quran. A lot of names. As-Sa'ah, As-Sakha, At-Tamna. All these names, it tells us what a great day it is. And the ulama, the scholar said, the day of judgment is 2 days. The first day when you die. The second day when you get out from your grave. When you die, that means your qiyamah starts. Your qiyamah starts. And one of the names is Yawm al-Qiyamah. When Allah raised all the bodies from the graves. And those names to the Day of Judgment tell you this is a great day. It's not an easy day. Yawmun Asib, Yawmun Rahib, Yawmun Shadid. And that day is not one day as 24 hours. No, we call it day, it's a period of time. And as you know, one day in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's the time, it means 50,000 years. 50,000 years. The Day of Judgment, it has a lot of things to talk about it. But I will just say briefly some points regarding this day. All the religions, they believe, all the religions, Christianity, Jewish, Islam, all they believe in the Day of Judgment. But don't think they believe the same now, they are saying, since the religion has been changed. Like for example, the Christianity believe Day of Judgment, it will be only the souls, not the bodies, it will come back again. The souls, it will go to the paradise or to the hell fire. And the Jewish, some of them believe the Day of Judgment is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jesus again to the world, and whoever will follow him, he will be, and he will judge between the people. Some of the Jewish, that what they believe in the Day of Judgment. Even the old Egyptians, the pharaohs, they used to believe in the Day of Judgment because it's something logic. It doesn't make sense that the people lived like this, and when they die, everything is finished. It doesn't make sense. It's against the wisdom. It tells us there's no wisdom from creating them just to live and they die and there's nothing happen after that. Therefore, even the kuffar, they start thinking about, who has no religion, thinking about the Day of Judgment and try to imagine there's a Day of Judgment and talking about. Also, the pharaohs, they might get this idea from the prophets. It's been sent to them like Yusuf alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. from long, long time. The prophets from Adam alayhi salam's time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down to the earth with his wife Hawa, he told him, you will be here for a while, then you will back again to me. He told him, in this land you will live, you will die, and you will come back again. So it was clear from the first day the human being reached to the land, this is his life, is temporary life. Then he will go to another life, second life. Nuh alayhi salam, when he talked to his people, he told them, he reminded them about the day of judgment, as mentioned in Surah Nuh. Wallahu anbatakum min al-ardi nabata. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used a metaphor like he plant you in this land. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. You will die and return back to the land. Then he will let you to come back again from the earth. يُخْرِجُكُمْ مِنْهَا إِخْرَاجًا آخر. يعني يُشِئُكُمْ مِنْهَا نَشْأَةً أُخْرَى. Also, all the prophets, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Mu'min Ali Fir'aun, all the prophets, Isa alayhi salam, all the prophets, they used to call the people and remind them about the day of judgment. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the same. So, let's see, what's the day of judgment? Day of judgment starts when you die. The day after starts when you die. And it starts in the grave. You have to know, brothers and sisters, we have three kind of levels we go through. All the human beings live in the three stations. We have three stations. The first station is the dunya, this dunya. The second station, it is the grave period. The third station, it is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment, when He gathers all the creations. See, there's three periods. First one, in this dunya. Second, in the grave. Third, what? The day of judgment, yawm al-qiyamah. The first one, the rules. In the first one, goes to the body, not to the soul, to the body. You're dealing with bodies. The rules dealing with the bodies. And the soul come after that, come with it. In the grave, everything we will talk about the graves, it's related to the soul, not to the body. It's related to the soul. And the body come with it. And in the day of judgment, it's related to the soul and the body at the same time. I'll say that again. In this dunya, everything related to the body. You're praying, the punishment happened to you, any blessing, any ni'mah happened to you in this dunya, you enjoy it by your body. And the soul come with it. But the main thing is your body. You enjoy it by your body. In the grave, the main thing is your soul. And your body might come after that. In the day of judgment, both, your body and your soul. I'm saying that as an introduction when we're talking about the graves. The first step is the day of judgment. First step for you to this day after. The first step to the Jannah or to the Nar. It's your grave. The grave, our Prophet ﷺ said or mentioned that the mu'mineen will be punished in their graves. And they will be having na'im, enjoyment in their graves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran when He's saying about Ali Fir'aun. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. Listen carefully. I'm saying that because we have people claiming, they said punishment in the grave, it wasn't mentioned in the Quran. And there is people not accepting this as a part of our belief. And those people who are For example, the Mu'tazila, a long time ago, a deviant sect, the Mu'tazila, and today Hizb al-Tahrir, they have the same belief, which is a very famous group. The same claim also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't mention in the Quran the punishment of the graves. So they said we don't believe in it. And that's first of all wrong. Because Allah mentioned that, and this verse He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. They are punishment in the fire in the day and the night. Who's Pharaoh's people? In the day and the night. And when the day of judgment comes, they will be entered to the great punishment. So they are punishment, now they have punishment day and night by fire. That's before the day of judgment. That's right? Because it said, and in the day of judgment, they will enter to the great, or they will be punished by great punishment. So that means day and night, ghuduwa wa ashiya, it's before the day of judgment. Where is it? Tell me. Where is it? Does anybody enter hellfire now? No one enters. The people enter in the day of Jannah. Does anybody enter to the Jannah? No. No one. Nobody in the Jannah. Nobody in the paradise. Nobody in the hellfire. Until the day of judgment. So those, the first people, they've been punished in their graves. And when the day of judgment comes, they will be entered to the hellfire. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Nuh people. He said, أغرقوا مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا والفعل التعقيب يعني للمباشرة يعني أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا. Allah said about the Nuh's people, when the طوفان, the water, the flood come and cover all the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they've been drawn, then they enter to the punishment. They start receiving the punishment. Are they entered to the hellfire or not yet? Not yet. But they receiving the hellfire, the punishment from the hellfire, while they are the graves, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the kafir, there is a gate will open in his grave, it will come to him the heat from the hellfire in his grave. Will be punished in his grave. This is first. Second, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that in the ahadith which it reached tawatur. And also the Mu'tazila today, the Hizb al-Tahrir, saying it's not mutawatir, but in fact it's mutawatir. As the scholar said, there's tens of hadith. It might be hundreds also, talking about the punishment in the graves. Different kind of punishment. For example, the people who is lying, and his light will reach everywhere. The Prophet ﷺ saw in a dream that his punishment is that he will be punished by, like a person, he will have like a hook, and this man, his face, it will be turned all the way back. And also the people who's eating the riba, the interest, dealing in interest, the Prophet ﷺ saw him punishment by swimming in the blood, in the lake, it's a blood, full of blood, and there's a man stone him. And also, the Prophet ﷺ saw the man who sleeping and not praying, and the one who has a Quran in his chest, he memorized the Quran, but he didn't reading the Quran in the night, or praying in the night. Is like a person who lie down, some another person having a big rock and he threw it and he destroyed his head, and then he go back to bring the rock again and just his head back again, and they keep punishing like that. The person who's sleeping and not praying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive for all of us. Also, the Prophet ﷺ once was walking and he said, who's this? There's two graves. Who they are? He said, they are such and such person. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, they are punishment. They are punishment in their graves. they receive punishment in their graves. And they punish for something that's not a great sin, not a major sin. And he said, no, it's a major sin. He said, no, it's a major sin. No, it's a major sin. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, one of them, he used to yas'a bayna an-nasi bin namima. Namima, talking bad about people. Go to this person, oh, that person says such and such about you. And she go to other sister, she said, oh, that sister talking that such and such about you. And talking bad, making problems between families, between friends, in the community. And also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other person wasn't clean properly when he urinated. He didn't clean himself good. Or there might a drop touch his throat or touch his body, his dress or his underwear or his body. He didn't clean himself properly. And in other narration, he was urinating in front of people. He didn't cover his awrah. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a great sin. And in other narration, عَامَّةُ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ عَامَّةُ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ The most of the punishment in the graves, it's from not the cleaning good after urinating. Most of the punishment in the graves for that reason. I just mentioned hadith. And also, the Prophet ﷺ, what he did, he brought like a leaves or a green leaves, and he put it above the grave, and he said it will cool them down until it will turn. It's a green, still has water, it will cool them down. And this is only for the Prophet ﷺ. Nobody can do that today because no one has a knowledge about what's going on in the grave. And this is only for the Prophet ﷺ, before none of the Sahaba did it after him. What I'm just trying to say is a lot of hadith. I'm not going to talk in detail about the graves and the punishment of the grave because it's a special lecture. But there's a lot of hadith mentioned the punishment, and also that the Muslims in his grave, he will be happy, he will receive na'im, pleasant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He make his grave like Rawdah min Riyad al-Jannah. He will have a gate from Jannah. He will come to him. He can feel the cool breeze from the Jannah. His grave. Some people saying, okay, there is the grave backyard, the grave yard there, cemetery. Go ahead, and if you see anything, we couldn't see anything. Some people said we put cameras, record tapes in the grave. We couldn't hear anything. We couldn't see anything. I tell you why. The answer is pretty easy. Even if it seems like a big problem, the answer is very, very easy. You know why? Huh? Because it's not your world. It's unseen world. I told you, in this dunya, everything related to body. See, smell, listen, touch. But in the grave, no. It's related to soul first. And the body come after that. How's that? I'll tell you. There's some accidents happen. People saw by their eyes a punishment in the graves. And this happened. And there's a lot of stories the scholars say. And personally, I know some people saw something like that. Like one brother, he's doing all the time. Like he's always take the dead people to the cemetery. He like prepare the funeral. He worked like funeral home. He's a businessman and overseas. Once he said, wallahi, when we dig the graves, every time we saw a snake in it. He said, we leave it and we go to other grave. We dig the grave, I see a snake for that particular person. He said, wallahi, what we did, the last thing, we throw him with the snake. And he asked his father, he said, he never prayed, that person. He wasn't praying. And this man, I know him personally. And also, a lot of stories like that. Once, Sheikh one of the Shiuch in Kuwait, he said something about a miser. A miser. You know, a miser, Bakhi. And the miser, this is the great loser. You know why? Because he lived in this dunya like a poor person, and the day of judgment, Allah judge him as a rich person. So he's a loser in both ways. And even he's not in the judgment like poor people, there's no money and his judgment is short. No, he will be like a rich person. But then this life, he's like a poor people. So this miser, when he is going to die, he said, I will never die and leave this money. It's a gold. A gold. The one who narrated the story, he said, he was looking at him from the hole in the door. And this miser, he used to put the gold in the oil, and said, he talked to the gold. He said, I love you. I couldn't leave you behind me. Where? For who I will leave you? I live for you. You worship the money. As the Prophet said, Ta'ifa abdul dinar. Slave of the dinar. Slave of the gold. Slave of the dollars. And he put it in the oil and he ate it until he died. That man, he told him that he died, and he took him to the grave. He's so heavy. He didn't know why, but that person said, I know why. In the night he came and he took him out from his grave, and he said, when he opened his stomach, he said, Wallahi, I still remember the touch. I touched the gold, it was shining. It was red. It's what like a fire. Very hot. He said, it burned my hands inside him. It's a punishment. And there's a lot of stories, and people saw that by their eyes. And they saw also the na'im can happen to the mu'min in the graves. Wallahi, many graves, the brother says, we smell perfume in the graves before the man reaches. They said, Wallahi, we smell the perfume in the grave before the man is in the car, they bring him to the cemetery. He said, we can smell the good smell in the grave. From where? And it can happen to the person, and you might see it, you might get a chance to see it, but in general, everything in the grave related to the soul, it doesn't relate to the body. Therefore, people, when you see the graves, it doesn't mean that the holy digging in the ground only. No, even if they put him in the sky or inside the box or anything, it's still he will receive the punishment if he's kafir or not a good Muslim. Also, the Muslims, he will be punished with the grave to clean him. When he go to the Day of Judgment, he will be clean from the sins to save him. And you have to know, when we go to the Day of Judgment, every step it's harder. You go from easier to harder. Easier, dunya is easiest. Then grave is harder. Then, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call the people, and they will start, they will get like plants from their graves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a rain. It's a rain, this rain is a white, thick rain. أشبه ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرسل مطرا كمني الرجال. He will send it from the right side under his throne, as is mentioned in the hadith in Sunan al-Bayhaqi al-Kubra, and he will send it to the earth, and the people start like planting, like a plant. كالبقلي يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Like the beans, how it's grown, the people will grow like that. Naked. Barefoot. They don't cover their heads. Shirt, غبران. غرلا, غير مختونين. There's no khitan. غير مختونين. Like the way he was born, but bigger size. or full size. You will, Allah will come with the people like this. Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, women than men? He said, yes. She said, and we look, and she couldn't believe, naked. We're looking at each other. He laughed, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Kalla ya Aisha, inna al-amra a'wa min dhalik. It's, the matter is bigger than that. That day, nobody looking, nobody thinking about him, about desires or anything. Just everybody, he saw the truth. And the nation will be together, each nation's together. And the people will stand for a while, and the sun will be very close to the people. Very close. As me, one man. And the narrator said, I don't know, he means meal, like a mile, which is distance, or the meal, it's a stick, the small stick woman's using for putting makeup in their eyes, and the kufr, they put the kufr with. This is the meal, it's very close. And everything changed that day. There's nothing from the rules we know in this dunya, when the sun come closer, maybe 1 meter or 1 mile, we will burn. Now everything is changed. And the people sweating. And the kuffar crying. And the araq, the sweat, it will be, some people it will cover their ankles. Some of them it will cover his sweat, will cover his, go all the way up to his knees. Some of them to his peri button, some of them it will go to his neck, some of them his sweat will cover him. Everyone has his good deeds and bad deeds, as the Prophet ﷺ said or mentioned. That day, the people will run, looking for any way to get out from the situation. Anything can help anyone. They seek help just to get out from this. Where do they think they will go? They will go to the prophets. They will go to Adam alayhi salam. Adam, you are the father of the human being. You are our father. Allah creates you by His hands. A special man. Allah created, made you from by His hands. So, Adam, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him to start the judgment. Human being is small, his mind is very small. He thought that if he starts judgment, that will be easier. Why is he saying that? Because what he saw, the mountains has been destroyed. The sea turned to fire. There's no stars. The land has been changed. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. The animals, they gather together too. The jinn, the ins, all the creations, the angels everywhere. And لا إله إلا الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the sky's gates, and the angels come pulling the hellfire. The hellfire has لها خمسون ألف زمام. كل زمام يجره خمسون ألف ملك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They will bring the hellfire, pulling her by ropes, pulling her the angels, 50,000 ropes. They're pulling it. Each rope holding it, 50,000 angels. As it mentioned in Hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hellfire coming, the people hearing the hellfire with the breathing. سمعوا لها شهيطا وهي تفور. Boiling. They hear the voice of the hellfire boiling, boiling. And Al-Jannah, where the Jannah was lifted, the Jannah, the paradise, came closer up and the hellfire down. And to reach the Jannah, there is a bridge above the hellfire to reach the Jannah. All these things, people's watching it. And that day, it's a very hard day. That day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us that day is very heavy. Even the heavens couldn't hold it. The mountains, the earth. That day Allah make the boys, the young boys, they turn, their hair turn to white. It's scary. ثلاث مواضع يا عائشة لا يغني حبيب عن حبيب شيئا يوم أن تطاير الصفر ويوم أن توضع الموازين ويوم يعبر الناس على الصراط لا يذكر حبيب حبيبا قالت ولا أنا تذكرني يا رسول الله قال ولا أنت يا عائشة رضي الله عنها فذكرت three times nobody will remember his friends or the man or the person he loved. What is this three times Ya Rasulullah? Aisha asked. He said, when the books, when Allah Ta'ala started giving the books to the people, you would take it in right hand or left hand, you didn't know. In that moment you couldn't remember anyone. You couldn't think about anyone, even the one you love most. When the parents came and you didn't know your parents, the good deeds or the, your sins, which one is heavier? And when you walk in the Sirat, the bridge above Jahannam, no one remember anyone that times. Ya Rasulullah, she said, Aisha, even you will not remember me, and the one I know that you love me most, she said, no one remember anyone, Ya Aisha, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And this narration, even it has, it's not that strong narrations. Al-Hafiz al-Iraqi hassanahu, the Imam al-Iraqi said it's hasan, but it's fiha inqita', no inqita'. But the meaning is right. Yubassarunahum, they will look at their friends, they will see their friends, they will see the people they love. Wala yas'alu hamimun hamima, he didn't ask his friends, he didn't talk, he didn't care what he's doing. يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You will see the people, the mother, she used to nurse her baby, she will leave her baby, run away from him. Even when she's nursing, and you know what nursing means? It's a strong relation between the mother and the baby. Even the doctor says, if a woman now, she's in his last month, like she's 9 months pregnant, if she hears a baby crying, she will start feeling that she wants to nurse somebody. Even the sounds affect her. A strong relationship. That day she will leave her baby. Just think about herself. She will deliver, or she'll leave her baby, she delivered it from. It's a scary day. You look at the people, you see, they are like drunks, they're going like this. But in fact, they are not. They're afraid. They're afraid. Not the people. Only, going back to the hadith I start with. When the people go to Adam, Ya Adam, you are the father of the human being. You are the one Allah created you by His hands. There is no other creation Allah created by His hand except Adam alayhi salam. No one, even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one. So go make intercession. Make shafa'a for us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to finish that day. He said what? My sin. La ilaha illallah. It's Adam alayhi salam. The one Allah said to him clearly, I accept your repentance. You are in the Jannah.
You are one of my prophets. You are the father of all human beings. He is in Jannah. His soul in Jannah. And the Prophet Muhammad saw him in the heavens while he making israf to the, when he went to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was returned back to the day of judgment, he forgot everything. He just remembered his sins. He didn't know what's going on, what will happen to him. It's a scary game. He said, my sin. So how about us? How about me and you? How about me and you? If Adam alayhi salam prayed from his sins, how about us? Then they will go to Nuh. They will ask him, he said, no, my sins. Then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his son. You know the story. Then they will go to Musa alayhi salam, to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He will say, my sin, I lied 3 times. And it wasn't lie, actually. It's not lying. He told that this is my sister. He mean his wife. He meant his wife. And she's his sister in Islam. And when he said, I'm sick. And he is sick of him, of them. He wasn't sick like ill, but he was sick of them. He said, I'm sick. He meant, I'm sick of your kufr. When he was talking to his people. But he considered this as a lie. And when he said, بَلْ فَعَلَهَا كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا, when he destroyed the idols, and he said that the big one, he's the one who destroyed all the idols, the statues. He said, this is a lie. So today I'm afraid for my sin. Don't ask me to say anything. Our Lord, He's so angry today. He never been angry like this before. إِنَّ رَبَّنَا قَدْ غَضِبَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْهُ قَطْ. He never been angry like this before, and he will not. That day he hold the earth, he will hold the heavens in his hands, right hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaking it. The Prophet was shaking his hands. Ibn Umar said, he said, I was under his member. I thought he would fall down with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Admiration for a Muslim. United the thought. He would call people by voice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. A voice, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone will hear this voice. The one who's close or so far, they will hear the same. Al Imam al Bukhari, rahimahullah, said, in Khalqa Fa'al al Ibad, he said, this is a special voice. It's not like our voice. The one who's close, he will hear it clearly, and the one who's far away, he will not be able to hear the same. He said, Allah's voice, no, everybody will hear the same. Everybody will understand it. If he need translator, he need nothing. يَسْمَعُهُ مَنْ بَعْلَكَ مَنْ قَرُمْ تَقُلِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He was telling the people, أَنَا الْمَلِكُ أَنَا الدَّيَّانُ أَنَا الْمَلِكُ أَنَا الدَّيَّانُ. I'm the king. And in Surah Al-Insan, وَإِذَا رَعَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَعَيْتَ نَعِيمًا in أَذَا قِرَاءَ وَمَلِكًا كَبِيرًا. قراءة حق صلوكا كبيرة في قراءة أخرى وملكا كبيرا. That day when you look, you'll see a great نعيم and a great king. ملك يوم الدين كما يقرأت ورش وغيره. ملك يوم الدين, he's the king of the day of judgment. ملك الملوك, the king of all the kings, سبحانه وتعالى. That day the people said no. The prophet said no, we couldn't, we prayed from our sins. Then the Prophet ﷺ, they will come to the Prophet, they will come to Isa. Isa, he will never mention any sense. He will say, no, I cannot. They will go to Muhammad, he says, I am for it. Ana laha. Then he will go under the throne, Allah's throne. And he will make sujood.
And Allah will let him, he will teach him that time a kind of Muhammad, a way he prays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking him to start the judgment. That's it. That's what they're asking for, just to start the judgment. In that time, brothers and sisters, in that time, brothers and sisters, in that hardship, the people were looking to a certain people. يَغْضِطُهُمْ عَلَيْهَا الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ وَالصَّدِّقِينَ. The prophets, the shuhada, the shaheeds, the righteous people will start saying who they are. Oh, they are in a great position. We wish to be there. You see, the prophets, the shaheeds, the righteous people asking who they are. How do we reach that level? You know who they are? إِنَّهُمَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ فِي جَلَالِ الْأَحْجَارِ اللَّهُ وَيَاكُمْ. Who they are? They are the people who love each other in the sake of Allah. May Allah make us among those. In the shade of the Allah's throne. الْمُتَجَاوِرُونَ فِي جَلَالِ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ فِي جَلَالِ الْيَوْمَ أُضِلُّهُمْ بِظِلِّ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّ. The people who visit each other for the sake of Allah, who love each other in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said that day, they are in my shade. There's no shade that day except the shade I will give. عَلَى مَنَابِرَ مِن نُورِ يَغْبِطُهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالصِّدِّيقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ. Allah will put them in a place on like chairs, something, lights, in very good position, safe from the sun, safe from that hardship. La ilaha illallah. But don't think it's easy by saying, oh, I love you in the sake of Allah, alhamdulillah. It's not only words, it's actions. It's something in your heart, in your tongue, in your actions. And the people, on that day, strange things happen. Every prophet has that day a pool or a pool full of water. And the greatest pool or sink is the Prophet's pool. And يَشْخُبُ فِيهِ مِيزَابَانِ مِنْ أَنْهَارِ الْجَنَّةِ. This pool full of water from Al-Kawthar, from River Al-Kawthar, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a river of Jannah. That pool is huge. It's wide. It's very long, very wide. Has cups as much as the stars in the sky, shining. Everybody go and take it, drink it, drinking it. And the Prophet ﷺ يقول أنا فرطكم على الحوض. He's the first one who will be there, calling the people يدوز الناس على حوض, calling the people, come, come, because each prophet that day he will be, alhamdulillah, proud by his nation. And the Prophet ﷺ, his nation is the largest nations after that Musa's nations. The people start coming, and the Prophet ﷺ, he will know his people by the sign of wudu, which is a light in their forehead and in their hands and in their foot. Whoever is not praying, whoever is not making wudu, no one will know him in the day of judgment. There is no sign of Iman, of Islam. So people start coming, but the angels will stop some people from entering to the house, to the pool, to drink. No, no. The Prophet ﷺ said, I know those people. And in some narration he said, Usayhabi, there are some of them as my companion, some of them my friend, I used to know them. The angels will not say, You don't know what they did after you.
Well, the Murtaddeen, after the Prophet ﷺ passed away, some of the new people enter Islam, make riddah. They change their religion. But not the Sahaba, as some deacons group saying that the Sahaba, all of them change their religion. No, only some of people who change their religion. And the Prophet ﷺ thought that they are they still mu'mins, and the angel told him, no, you don't know. They make riddah, or they did riddah after that. Or in other narration, they are among my nation.
But the malaika said, إِلَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدُ.
What did they do after you? They start making bid'ah, innovation. Therefore the scholar said, the innovator, one of his punishments, that he will not be able to drink from the Prophet ﷺ's pool.
And it doesn't mean he's kafir, he will never enter to the Jannah. No,
he will enter. There's no proof that he will not enter. He will. But the point is, he will not be able to drink from that pool that time.
That pool is before the bridge. Why? Because as you see, those people will be rejected from drinking from it. And those people, they will never be able to cross that bridge. Therefore the scholar said, it is the pool before the bridge. Some scholars said, how come it will be before the bridge? And the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever will drink from that pool, he will never get thirsty again. And that means everyone, he will drink from that pool, he will never enter to the hellfire. So this pool should be after the Sirat, after the people pass the hellfire, and not before the bridge. See the two different opinions. But the answer is, there is no such, some scholars said, it can be whoever drink from it, he might punishment in the hellfire, but his punishment in the hellfire will not be by getting thirsty. He might enter to the hell punishment in the hellfire, but he will not feel thirsty. It doesn't mean that he will not be able to drink from the, he will not be punishment. Doesn't mean if you drink from that pool, doesn't mean you will not be punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best about this. It doesn't matter for us when it is, we will see it inshallah. Yeah, everyone will see it. But the point is not what we gonna do. Are we among those people who are gonna survive or not? The people that day, after they drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start the judgment. The kuffar, there is no hisab for them. The kafir, Allah will not discuss the thing they did. There is no penance for them, because they don't have any good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only will show them their bad deeds. Then Allah will order everyone who worships a god to follow it. The people who used to pray for the sun, they will follow the sun. The people who worship the cross, they will follow the cross. The people who worship idols, they will follow that idols. They will be following it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make on the hellfire fog, so you could see. And they would be following it until this God, and whoever worship Muhammad, he will see a picture of Muhammad. Whoever worship angels, he will be following these angels. Isa, he will be following Isa. Musa, he will be following Musa. He will be following that picture. And Allah will throw all of them to the hellfire. The kuffar came to Prophet Muhammad and said, you're saying that
You're reading in the Quran, اُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. يعني gather all the people who worship others with Allah. And what they worship, all of them, حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمْ. All of them, they will be in the hellfire. That means you're claiming that the angels in the hellfire, Jesus in the hellfire, and you're saying he's a prophet and angels, what? Why the Jesus and angels in the hellfire? Subhanallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the other ayahs, which is subhanahu wa ta'ala qal, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسًا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَاءَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. But the people among the righteous people, like the angels, like Jesus, he will not enter to the hellfire. There will be a picture looks like him and people following him. But they will never touch the hellfire, they never enter. Then, the only people who left, the people who claim that they prayed, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that day, everybody will have book, and there's a parents. You will see your good deeds and your bad deeds. Some people that day, they will come with a good deeds like mountains, like white mountains, big mountains. A lot of good deeds. And they're so proud that they have all these good deeds. Praying, fasting, charity, zakat, amr bima'roof, nasiha, learning, teaching, a lot of good deeds, a lot of good things he has done in his life, mountains of good deeds, mountains. He's been doing it long time. And he said, sure, it's a good sign for me. Then suddenly he'll find it, all of it gone, became like dust. فَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا قَدِمُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Why? For two reasons. One, that person, when he did it, he wasn't doing it for the sake of Allah. Other intention, other things in his heart. To be claimed that he is a scholar or generous person, brave, very good reciter for Quran, Shaykh, mashallah, good Muslims. He's waiting for them. Those people that Allah will start the day of judgment by putting this kind of people on the hellfire. First people will go. And the other kind of people, يَتُولَ بِحَسَنَاتٍ كَجِبَارِ تِهَامَةَ بِيْضَاءَ, like Tuhama's mountains in Hijaz. Mountains, big mountains. Oof. Deeds, good deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn it to dust. Because when they are alone, they do the sinful. When they are public, they look like righteous. When they are alone, they do the sinful. They don't care. أولئك الذين إذا اختلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. أولئك الذين إذا اختلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. If they are alone, they will not care about the forbidden things. They will do it. But in public, no. Those people, all of the states, dusts. And another people came with a lot of good deeds. Salah, sadaqah, siyam, a lot of things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him. He cursed that person. He talked bad about that person. You lie. You killed that person. You backbite that person. Oh, يأتي وقد سفك دم هذا وشتم هذا وأتك هذا وقذف هذا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take from his deeds to those people who he harmed them. Take from his deeds, give it to them. Take from his deeds, give it to them. That person, you stole money from your deeds to him. That person, you talk bad about him from your deeds to him. That person, you killed him from deeds to him. Your deeds finished. He's still asking Allah. He lied on me. He said things bad about me. He talked bad about me. He was mocking from me. I need from his good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his Quran, and he was finished. Then what? Allah will take from their sins, put it in him. From their sins, put it in him. From their sins, put it in him. And they will finally, they will throw him in the hellfire. What's the first thing Allah is going to ask a person? You know? أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ عَلَيْهِ الْمَرْءُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةُ. The first thing when you ask the person, the Muslim that time, is the prayer, five prayers. Did you offer five prayers on time or not? The first questions regarding the Islamic rules. You have to think. Then if his prayer complete, Allah will start looking at the others' things you have done. If it's not, take him to the hellfire. مَا تَرَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Why we entered, why you entered to the hellfire? They said, because we didn't used to pray. We're not praying. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order everybody who will take his book. People will take books by their right hands. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَذَا مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ. Hey, come, look at me. I got the book. This is the graduation, not in the college. This is the certificate to Jannah. هَذَا مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. I was certainly, I know that I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to face this day. I'm going to have this day, the day of judgment. مُنَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةً رَاضِيَهِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهِ. The person who will take his book by his left hand and from behind like this. From left by left hand behind his back. As in two verses of the Quran, Manuti Kitab Shimal, and the other verses in Wara'i Zahri, behind his back, like this. He tried to catch his book like this. Then he would cry, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. I wish I didn't see this book. Why? Because when he takes the book, he will say, Ya laylata ma li hadha al-kitab la yughadiru saghira wa la kabiratan illa ahsaha wa wajadu ma amilu hadira wa la yadhlimu rabbuka ahada. When they look at the books, they will say, what's this book? It has every single thing we did. Major things, minor things, everything in it. Ya laytani kuntu turaba. I wish I'm sand, like the animals. I wish I'm sand. I wish I was nothing. Wallahi, brothers. Wallahi, brothers and sisters. Just think about Umar ibn Khattab. While he died, he said, يَا لَيْتَنِي أَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا كَفَافًا لَا لِي وَلَا عَلَيْهِ. Umar ibn Khattab, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran supporting him more than four times. The one the Prophet said, when the
evil, with the shaitan, when the shaitan saw you in the street, he will run away to other street. He said, while he died, I wish I would get out from this dunya with nothing. No good deeds, no sense. Just hikul. I don't want to have anything. He prayed. He's afraid. It's not an easy day. It's a hard day. سَقْوَرَتْ بِهِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ يَوْمْ نَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا السَّمَاءُ مُنْفَطِرٌ بِهِ. Then, the people, when they look at their books, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that book's witnesses. He doesn't need it, but he is just, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will make witness from your book. Then he will let the land talk. The land will be witness. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The land will start talking, saying, such and such person did such and such that day. Good or bad, as the Prophet ﷺ said, when the Mu'azzin, when you get called the Adhan, the stone, the trees, it will be witness for you in the day of judgment. The black stone, it will come as a witness for you in the day of judgment. Your finger, it will be witnessing you for you in the day of judgment. But some people, they argue. They love arguing. They will not forget the argument, even the day of judgment. He will say, Ya Rabbi! Ya Rabbi! My Lord! You told me that you would never accept any witnesses on me except myself. قَدْ أَخْبَرْتَنِي أَنَّكَ لَا تَقْبَلُ شَاهِدًا عَلَيَّ إِلَّا مِنْ نَفْسِي. Here I am saying, I didn't do that or this. I have excuse. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معذيرة. The person, he knows the truth, even if he gives some excuse, but he knows the truth, it's just excuse. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, okay, I will make witness from yourself. He will يختم على فيه. He will close his tongue. He couldn't talk, speak. And Allah will ask his parts to talk. His hands, his thighs, his foot to start talking. He did that and this. He did such and such that day. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The eyes, everything it will start talking. Saying you did that, you say that. Then he will say, تَبَّلْ لَكُنْ تَبَّ الْمَكُنْ. Yani, he curses his parts, his body, and saying, I was trying to save you from hellfire, and you're talking. They will tell him, أَنْطَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah, the one who let us to speak. We couldn't stop. So be careful. Your body is being witness on you. The earth under you, the angels, the book, everything is written. And over all of this, the greatest witness, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And enough, He's sufficient for us. And the mu'min, Allah will tell him, you did this and that. The mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you believe Yawm al-Qiyamah, He will bring him close to Allah. La ilaha illallah. Wallahi, just imagine yourself. He making you close to Him. Close, nobody hear what He's telling you. Yusar abda. He's talking to him in secret, soft talk. My slave, you did such and such. You did that and this. يقررونه الذنوب
And he said, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Then, Allah will tell him, أنا سترتها عليك في الدنيا واليوم أسترها عليك وأغفر لك. In the dunya, I didn't tell anybody about this. You did such and such and such and such. Nobody knew about it. And today I will keep it as a secret to you. Nobody will know it. And I will forgive you your sins. يضع عليه كنفا حفظه ستره سبحانه وتعالى. Cover him. Keep all of this a secret. Nobody listen. It's not like talking loud in public so everybody hear. No. Allah loves his slaves. Allah loves his, the one who obeys him. He's subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worry about him. He won't keep him as a good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave the people, then will come back. In a way, they don't know because nobody can see him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of him. Nobody can see him. He can see only part of him. Then he will come back, they will not know him. And he will tell him, what are you waiting for? They said, we're waiting for our Lord. He said, I'm your Lord. They said, no, you're a liar. You're not our Lord. A'udhu billah. He said, no, I am. How do you know your Lord? They said, we remember one of his signs that we saw his leg, saqahu, his legs, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them her legs, then they will go making sujood. And nobody think his legs like your legs, a'udhu billah, or like anything of legs. No, it's something related to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since we don't know how his looks like, we don't know how his legs looks like, or hands, or face, we don't know how it looks like. We believe in it as it is. We didn't change the meaning. We didn't change the words. We accept it as it is. We believe in it. And we said, لَيْتَ كَمِثْلِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Then, they will go making sujood, except the hypocrites. They couldn't. They thought they can do it. Play a game again in the Day of Judgment, but they cannot. He tried to make sujood, but his back would be like the blade. He cannot. And they will be thrown in the hellfire. In the hellfire, it's not finished yet. In the hellfire, there's a bridge. A bridge. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised each one of us, brothers and sisters. Allah break his promise? No. Allah promised us each one. He will come to the hellfire. He will see it. Warada, it doesn't mean enter. He didn't say everybody will enter. No. He will came to it. He will pass by. On the bridge. And that bridge is weird. It's a strange bridge. It's very soft, it's very sharp, small. It has hooks. You cannot walk good in it. مَبْحَدَةٌ مَجَلَّةٌ. And the hooks take the people to the helper. How far is down there, under your knee? And people will walk in this bridge with their lives. With their lives. The scholar said that time the hypocrites, they couldn't find the light. There's no light for them. It's the light. The mu'min has a light, as mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid. So every mu'min has his lights. And he will go to this bridge, running to the to our home, to the Jannah. Our home, the home, our father's home, Adam alayhi salam. With all of us going back to it. Then people will cross that bridge like the lights. Some of them like the wind. Very quickly. Some of them like the good kind of horse, very fast. Some of them running. Some of them walking. Some of them cooling. Some of them walking a little bit and palacing and sometimes fall down and hanging until he will survive. And some of them they will fall down. Some of them the fire will touch his foot, burn his foot. Until whoever survives and whoever fell down in the hellfire. May Allah save all of us. Then the mu'mins finish that. Then after that, not yet. There's another bridge to the Jannah. Where all the Muslims stay in that area, and if I have anything against my brother or have anything against me, we should settle this down now. Until everybody be satisfied. Until two people, they're not satisfied. He said, he did that, he did it to me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally will tell him, okay. You will be happy if you both of you go to Jannah? He said, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yeah, let's go. Go to the Jannah. People will be waiting for the gates to open, the Jannah's gates, 8 gates. And in the Hadith Abi Hurairah wa ghayrah in the Sahihain, 8 gates. Each gate for a certain kind of people. Whoever offering Siyam a lot, he will be called from the gates of Bab al-Rayyan. Whoever offering, who is making Jihad Sabilillah, he will be called from the Bab of Jihad Sabilillah. Whoever is praying, he will be called from the prayer gates. And so on. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّا مَا بَيْنَ مِصْرَ عَيْبَابِ الْجَنَّةِ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ النَّاسُ يَكْتَضُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. The gates of the Jannah, the door, it's wide as much as between the earth and the heavens. And in one day, it will be full of people entering it. لا إله إلا الله. Then the people will be waiting for this gate to open until the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ come and he will hold the, he will knock the door. يمسك بحلقة باب الجنة يطرق الباب. He knocked the door. Who is this? This is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. We've been ordered to open for you only. In some narration he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll find a woman, a woman tried to enter before me to the Jannah. He was asked, who's this? She's the woman who is taking care of her children, orphans. The father was dying, the mother raised the children. Good, Islamically, good way. She's been taking care of them. And he will enter to the Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the people will start entering. Everybody go to his station, certain stations where the blessing, the na'im, which nobody thought about, nobody can imagine it, nobody have seen something like that or heard anything like that before, whereas everything is good, everything is good. And after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, are you satisfied?
He said, Ya Rabbana, na'am. Radina wallahi ya Rabbana. He said, not yet. What's more? He said, وحل عليكم رضواني فلا أرضه بعدها أبدا. I'll be satisfied with you. I'll have rida on you. And I will never become angry on you again. Never. I'll never become angry on you. This is the greatest thing you will have. You will have. The last person who will enter the Jannah, the last person, as it mentions Sahih al-Bukhari, he's in the, like, in the first level in hellfire, the easiest punishment, the easiest level of the hellfire. He said, Ya Rabbi, هَلَّا أَخْرَجْتَنِي مِنَ النَّارِ فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لَكَ Oh my Lord, can you just let me to get out from the hellfire? Just out. I don't want to go to Jannah. Just out. Step out. You will ask anything else? My Lord, I will never ask. I promise. He will let him to get out. He said after a while, My Lord, just let me to be away from it. I still feel the heat. I can't see the hellfire. Just with me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhanallah. مَا أَغْدَرَكَ يَبْنَ آدَمْ You just promise, and you're now breaking your promise. If I do that for you, you will ask for anything else? He said, no! I promise I will never ask for anything more. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him to go. He couldn't feel the heat. لَا يَتِيهِمْ رِيشِهَا وَنَتَمِهَا وَصَحْبِهَا Then he will say, My Lord, I can see there's a tree just close to the door of the gate of the Jannah. Just to be in the shadow. Just staying there. Under the tree. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, You're breaking your promise. You just promised and now you need something more. If I give it to you, promise you will need anything more? He said, No, I promise this time. No more. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subhanahu will let him to go to that tree, under the tree. He will say, My Lord, just front of the gate of the Jannah. That's it. Just to see how the people are doing inside. I don't want to go inside. I know I'm not that good person to enter. Just on the door. To see the Jannah. To feel the nice breeze, the cold breeze. Allah said, Are you going to ask for anything more? He said, No. He will let them to go that far. Then after a while he said, My Lord, just one step inside the Jannah and that's it. I can't. I'm watching the people in Jannah. Just let me to enter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him to enter. He will laugh subhanahu wa ta'ala at him. And he will let him enter to the Jannah. And he will say to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wish what you want. He said, Wish? He said, Yes, wish. He said, I want this and that and this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Finish? He said, Yes. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet said, Then Allah will remind him things he like. A little about this and that. He said, Yes, I want this and that too, and this and that. Three times the Prophet said, Allah remind him. And finally, Allah said that it's satisfied for you to give you like the greatest king in this dunya, what he used to have. Not like him and twice more. He said, Ya Rabbi, أَتَحْزَأُ بِي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ My Lord, you make fun of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ وَعَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا No, I will double it 10 times. وَذَلِكَ آخِرُ أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ مَرْتَبَةً فِي الْجَنَّةِ This is the lowest person in Jannah. وَآخِرُ مَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ أُنَاسِ People living in the hellfire, they turn to like charcoal. تَفَحَّمُوا
ويخرج الله أجسادا من النار قد تفحمت. Allah will take out from the hellfire people return to like charcoal, black. Allah will take them out, put them in a river, they call it Nahr al-Hayat, the river of the life, and they will come back in a nice body, nice shape, like the shape of Ahlul Jannah. And there will be around their necks khatam, ring. They will be called in the Jannah Utaqa'ur Rahman, the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed them from the hellfire. This is the Jannah. And may Allah save us in the other hand, in the hellfire. By the way, it's not acceptable for anyone now. Imagine to be in a position of that man who's the last one entered to the Jannah. No, you shouldn't be like this. You should be like Abu Bakr when he said, Ya Rasulallah, there is 8 gates, people have been called from the 8 gates. Then anyone he will be called from the 8 gates together, Billahi alaykum, Abu Bakr, he will enter to the Jannah from how many gates? One, he has one body, but he will be called from 8 gates. Look at him, he's thinking about 8 gates. And today if I ask you, said, even from underneath, under the gates, I won't enter. I don't need. From the windows, it's okay. Yeah, because we are very short. We're looking, our interesting is limited. But he's thinking the 8 gates, that's what makes them special. That's what makes them survive. If enter to the exam and he said, oh, today in the test, exam math, for example, I need help 40 to be to pass. Okay, 40. I have to make 40 degrees. Believe me, you will make 20. Because you cannot. But if you said, oh, 90, you might get 85. If this is my target, if this book is my target, this is my target. If this is my target, I can cover my target by my hand. That's right? I can't see the book now, because my hand covers the target, because it's a small target. But if my target is this wall, even if with this I cannot, it couldn't cover the whole target. And Allah make your target Jannah, it's wider than the heavens and the earth, so nothing can cover it, nothing can keep you away from it, nothing can keep you busy from the Jannah. It's wider than the earth and the heavens. To think about it, don't make this dunya keep you busy about the day of judgment. No. The people in the hellfire, just only this hadith is enough. The easiest punishment in the hellfire is for the Prophet's uncle, Abu Talib. إِنَّهُ فِي ضَحْضَاحٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت إبهام قدميه جمرتان من نار يغلي منهما حره يغلي من حرهما دماغه. He is in the highest level, the easiest level of the hellfire, in the first level. ضحضاح من النار. It's not that strong, because when you go deep, it's more stronger. The deepest point was the hypocrites. There he is in the top of the hellfire, the easiest one. His punishment is the easiest part, that place, which is, he is under his toes, like the palm toes, under it is 2 charcoals. It's very hot. From the heat, his brain is boiling. That's it. It's the easiest one. The people on the hellfire, they're freezing from fire. Their brains from fire. Their clothes from fires. Their wings from fires. They're living in fires. قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِنْ نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمُ. هذا الحميم يصهر ما في بطونهم الجلود. They drink water. When they can bring it closer to their face, it will melt from the heat of the water. And they will drink and drink and drink and drink. Like the sick camels, when it starts drinking, 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 it will never stop drinking until it will die. لا بذلتهم نهاية ومن تحتهم غواش. They have beds and covers like blankets from fire. قطعت لهم ثياب من نار. Allah make for them clothes from the hellfire. They will eat, they need to eat. They will eat لثمين زقون طعام الأثيم كالمهل يغلي في البطون. شجرة تخرج في أصل الجحيم طلعها كأنه رؤوس الشياطين. A tree is planted in the end of the hellfire, in the bottom of the hellfire. It looks like angels. It looks like evils. Scary. People eating it, it's fire itself. What are we waiting for? What do you think their life it will be looks like? Wallahi, if no one has a peace of mind, he will leave this Jannah and think about entering this kind of punishment in the hellfire. For what? To be enjoy yourself 1 hour, 5 minutes, 2 minutes? What is the most enjoyment thing in this dunya? How many times it takes? 1 hour? 2 hours? 3 hours? 1 day? 2 days? 1 year? Then what? Then what? Brothers and sisters, it's a hard day. It's a serious day. That day when the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim used to remember, it used to stop them from doing any kind of sinful. All of them remembered, it will be the most important thing for them, encourage them to do, to offer the good deeds. One of the Prophet said, whoever wants a Jannah, arduha as-samawat wal-ard. Who wants a Jannah? It's wider than the heavens and the earth. Who wants it? Umar ibn Hammam said, ana ya Rasulullah. Me, I want it. What I can do for it? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enter to the bottom and fight until you die. You will go to that Jannah. He was eating dates. He said, wallahi, wallahi, إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ طَوِيلَةٌ إِنْ عِشْتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ هَذِهِ التَّمَرَاتِ. والله إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ إِنْ عِشْتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ هَذِهِ التَّمَرَاتِ. ثم ألقى بها رضي الله عنه ودخل في ساحة المعركة حتى قتل. He said, والله it's a long life. It's a such life. If I stay until I finish this eating these dates. It's a long life because this minute I will use it for eating these dates. It is stopping me from going to the Jannah. Then he threw the dates and he entered to the fatar and he was killed. One of the Tabi'een in the night, he felt that he is not having the courage to wake up in the night and pray. When he felt tired, he hit his legs and he said, stand up! Stand up! The Prophet's companion, they will contain him in the dunya, the day after only? Wallahi, if we didn't get chance to contain him in the dunya, we must contain him in the day after in the Jannah. قومي أيهم أصحاب محمد أن يظفروا به في هذه الدنيا دوننا ثم يظفروا به في الآخرة دوننا والله لنزاحمنهم عليه في يوم القيامة. This is This is the actions. It happens after believing in the Day of Judgment. One brother is here in this society. I mean in America. He used to go to the gym. To the gym. Work out. He said, actually he's not saying the story. There's a sister saying the story. She said, when she was Kafir, before she became Muslim, she used to go there, walk out, like the way they do it. And this man, she said, he never looked at me. Sometimes I saw him looking, but when he looked at him, he turned his face. Like me, brothers. So, she said, I was interested in him. And once I stopped, I talked to him. But he didn't answer me like he left. One day I saw him praying. And I'm not saying this story to encourage you to go work out. No. I'm just trying to reach my point now. She said he was praying Asr, I think. Then she came to him and she said, what are you doing? He said, I'm praying. He's a student. She said, what's this? He said, I'm Muslim, this is my religion, I have to pray. She said, do you mind if we go somewhere tonight? He said, I cannot. She said, why? Is anything wrong with me? He said, no. In fact, I wish, but I couldn't. She said, I couldn't understand why. Why a man, a young man, a woman offer herself for dating him, going there, and she said, and he said, no. What is stopping him? She said, he has a lighter. He liked his lighter, and she said, this is the thing stopping me from you. She said, the only thing I found myself crying. I didn't know why. Even I didn't know what he mean. But I found that something is stopping him more than culture, more than manners, more than anything. More than he has a wife or this kind of thing. No, there's something really stopping him. You know what he means? He said, this is the hellfire. If I go with you, that means I know that I'm going to punish him in the hellfire. I cannot. When you remember the day after in your life, I'm just giving you an example from our life. And she said, he never came back. And she said, this is the reason for me to become Muslims. This story. When you're always keeping this in your mind, we forgot. When you remember the Day of Judgment, when you have that belief, when you have this faith in the Day of Judgment, in the day after, nothing will bother you in this dunya. Anything can happen to you in this dunya, it's a minor thing when you compare it to the day after. One of the Sahaba, the king of Kisra, Hudayfa radiallahu anhu, when he brought two of the Muslim soldiers and he threw them in front of him in the boiling oil and they turned right the way to bones. He said, take the Khalifa and throw him in the boiling oil. He cried. He said, take him back. He thought that he's afraid. You crying? He said, are you afraid? He said, no, Allah. I saw what you just did and it was just seconds. And they passed away. I wish that Allah Azza wa Jalla give me 1,000 souls. So you can throw me times and times. And I will give my soul for the sake of Allah 1,000 times. So because I know what's the reward for that in the Jannah. the only people will wish to go back to the dunya after they go to the Jannah, the shuhada. Because they know the shaheed who was killed in the service of Allah, because he will see how great reward he will receive, that he wished to come back to the dunya to fight and kill again and again and again. Everything happened to you. When you compare it to the day after, it became very small. Accidents, you lost something, alhamdulillah, I will receive it. I will receive the reward in the day after. This is not our life, brothers. This is not our future, this life. You're planning for your future, brother. MashaAllah, what's your future? To graduate, to have MBA, then I will go to work in that company. Is that your future? No. That's not our future. يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. You working hard in this dunya to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are you going to meet him with? With what? With a diploma and computer? With a certificate from the bank $1 million? With what? With an American citizenship? With what? With Saudi's passport? Huh? With having 43 languages? With what you will meet him with? Do you have the real knowledge? The real thing will make you survive in the day after? They said, there is one man, he's a seller man, riding the bulls. Three people ride with him. One of them is a physician, a doctor, and another chemical and computer science. You know, he's just a regular person. He knows nothing. He didn't go to school. This talk show off. So you know nothing about computer? He said, no. And nothing about the body of you? He said, no. Actually, I'm not a doctor. Third one, oh, you know anything about chemical stuff? He said, no. Staying the fun here. Then a storm comes. The boat starts shaking. It cannot run. He asked him, do you know how to swim? He said, no. He said, okay. Let your certificate help you now. I can't swim. He's what he has. He knows swim. But this is minor that make him survive. But all this degree doesn't make them survive. I'm not saying, no, okay, turn your back now to the degree and stay and don't go for a job or don't make your, improve your career. No, I'm not trying to say that. I know nobody will obey me, even if I said that. But I'm not calling for that. I said, that's wrong. But what I'm asking you, brother, if there's anyone here has a doubt that Allah is the one who brings the vision, the rizq, anyone has a doubt? Tell me. You didn't say anything. No, yes. No. All of you agree with me that Allah is the one, He will give you the wealth, the money, for everything from Him. That's right? Because He has control of everything. That's right? You agree with me? Any one of you sitting in the home and say, since Allah has everything in His hands, so I sit in the home and He will send me the money? No one doing that, huh? If somebody doing this, he will be doing something that looks like stupid. Right. But why, on the other hand, we believe that Allah is the most merciful. He forgives all the sins. And He gave all the money. He forgives all the sins. Why you are sitting in your home and waiting to receive this mercy? Why you went acting, seeking for money? Why not acting, seeking for His gift, forgiveness? What's the difference? What's the difference? Ask yourself. His forgivenesses, His Jannah doesn't come by sitting down, by acting hard, to Him. كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. You are going to meet Him. So get ready for that day. وعجبا لأناس وعجبا لأناس يعملون لدار يرحلون عنها كل يوم مرحلة ولا يعملون لدار يرحلون إليها كل يوم مرحلة. I'm wondering from people, you're working for a dunya, for a place, working hard for it, and every day they are leaving it, they're going farther from it. And people, they are not working or doing anything for their future, where they are going to. Now if you're working here 3 years and you're going back to overseas and you're starting building a good home here and making your home and big house, and after 3 years you're going back to there, it's something right or wrong? Wrong. You should start building there because you're going there. This is the dunya, this is the day after. Simple. So brothers and sisters, I know I talk all the time, or maybe more than what I'm supposed to have, but talking about their judgment, it's never finished. Have faith in their day as they start. Faith, it means believe in a heart, talking, speech, and actions. Faith in the day of judgment, day after, it's something you believe in it. Something you're talking about to remind yourself. Something you act for it. This is the true belief of the true faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who have faith in the day of judgment, and make us among those people who save from the hellfire and reward by Jannah. And also there's a couple of points I didn't get time to check about, talk about how is the Quran proved the day of judgment, how the Quran proved the day of judgment. And just before I close it, I want from you, please, when you read Quran, everyone try to promise himself, promise me now, when you go back or you read Quran, just think about this point. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the Quran, about their judgment, عندما أثبت الله البعث والمعاد ربط الله جميع آيات القرآن التي تتكلم عن البعث والحساب جميع آيات القرآن. وأنا أطلب منك تتأمل يا أخي, اقرأ سورة ياسين, اقرأ سورة الروم, اقرأ سورة قاف, تأمل, تجد أن الله يربطها بثلاثة صفات: صفة القدرة وصفة العلم وصفة الحكمة. إذ على هذه الصفات الثلاثة مدار البعث والحساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, when he talk about the ba'ath and their judgment, he always related to three attributes. Look at all the verses: the wisdom, Allah's wisdom and ability, qudra, that he's able, and the third one, knowledge. And I don't have time to give you the details of this, but just when you read, try to remember this point and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always connect talking about the day of judgment to these three things. Because everyone denies the day of judgment, he denies it because he thinks Allah has no knowledge, his knowledge is limited, or his ability is limited, or his wisdom is limited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved to them that he has the full wisdom, full ability and full knowledge. سبحانه وتعالى سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And this is by the way from the trust and knowledge, من أمانة العلم. That's what Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله said in كتاب الفوائد about this three attributes and how it's related to this issue. May Allah accept from all us.